Thunderbirds Wildlife Center is in Thunder Bay, and they got a porcupine, and they weren't familiar with how to handle porcupines because they were just starting. And so we were helping them start up their center, and they didn't know what to do. So I said, sure, we'll take it, but it's in Thunder Bay. What are we going to do here? So she contacted a couple of people, and everybody took different legs to get it from Thunder Bay down to Beaton, where we were, because we already had a baby porcupine. So we didn't want to raise it singly, and we wanted to put it together so it knows how to, interact and be a porcupine, because we never raised singles all alone. So we had it there. So then it was time for him to go back, because according to our license with the ministry, when they're babies, we have a 15-kilometer radius of where they have to be put back into the wild. And if they're an adult, it's a 1-kilometer radius. So we had 15-kilometer radius in Thunder Bay to put this baby back. And we're like, well, how are we going to do this? One of our volunteers contacted a Canadian Wildlife Air Service, and the pilot donated his plane and his time and gas. And we delivered the porcupine to him, and the pilot was so excited he got to take a porcupine back to Thunder Bay. But that's where it goes to show you that it actually takes a village to raise wildlife, and it's a small community that does it, but we all work together.